So it's not righteous. It's not godly to neglect my wife. It's not godly to neglect my church. It's not godly to neglect my children. So if my work life makes it impossible, as it were, to pursue righteousness in those realms, I need to adjust what I'm doing at work.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast, Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Straight Truth Podcast, a podcast designed to answer challenging questions on doctrine and on living out your faith in your homes, in your churches, and in your workplaces. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and as always, I'm joined by Pastor Richard Caldwell of Founders Baptist Church. Once again, we would love to hear your questions and comments as it relates to this episode. So if you're watching from YouTube or Facebook, just leave a comment for us right below that video. But you can also send questions to us from our website, straighttruth.net. There you will find links to all of our previous episodes, as well as merchandise and contact information. With that, let's get to the question for this episode.
Well, Pastor, our question for this episode has to do with a husband's workload. And we've done a discussion on this podcast before about leadership in the home and what that looks like, especially from the vantage point of a husband. And but now let's shift that a little bit and think about as it relates to his place of work, the place he chooses to work. The question more has to do with what limits should the husband have on choosing a place to work if he wants to be a good leader at home, and maybe even the amount of work that he has, maybe not just choosing a place to, but maybe a job and that has a certain amount of stress or limits on his workload. And maybe one that would cause him to neglect his leadership at home.
Yeah, a couple of thoughts come to mind. I mean, first off, as you acknowledge in the question, as men, we have to remember we have more than one responsibility given to us in the Word of God. You know, we have the responsibility to provide, protect. This is what you see in Scripture as being a man's God-given role with respect to his family. But we're also called to be teachers in the home, called to love our wives, and called to instruct our children. And so we can't feel satisfied because we're achieving in one realm if we're neglecting another. If I look at what I'm doing in the financial realm and I say I'm a good provider for my family, but I'm not spending any time with my wife, I'm not spending time with my children, I'm not loving her well, I'm not instructing my children well, then I'm failing. Mm-hmm. In a God-given area of responsibility. So I just need to remember I have more than one God-given assignment. It's not just to provide. When I text you and I've talked about before, Matthew 6, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, specifically there, what we're told God will take care of, are all the things that people are anxious about. Mm-hmm. What am I going to eat? What am I going to put on and wear? Where am I going to live? Our Heavenly Father knows we need these things. He takes care of these things. So what often drives the workaholic is a sense of safety found in his work. If I work hard, I'll be sure to have a job. If I work hard and please my bosses, my salary will increase. I'll be able to take better care of my family. I've got to remember who my provider is. My provider is the Lord, and he calls me to make living for him preeminent. More important than anything else is that I could say, I'm pursuing the things that make for godliness. I'm pursuing the things that belong to the realm of righteousness. So it's not righteous. It's not godly to neglect my wife. It's not godly to neglect my church. It's not godly to neglect my children. So if my work life makes it impossible, as it were, to pursue righteousness in those realms, I need to adjust what I'm doing at work. So the first thought that comes to my mind is to remember I have more than one God-given responsibility. Now, having said that, I do think that we need to remember the teaching the Bible gives us about home life is given in a time where the culture is largely agrarian. Mm-hmm. Right? People got up at daybreak, mm-hmm. and they worked the land, or they worked wherever until nightfall. So God does call us to work hard. Mm-hmm. And taking care of our families doesn't mean that we're at home all the time. What it does mean is that when the day comes to an end, I have enough in the reservoir. I have enough left over to make sure I invest well in my wife and in my children. I even think wives' expectations sometimes in this culture need to be adjusted.
Hmm.
It seems like we're working fewer and fewer hours,
right,
given technology.
Yep.
And so sometimes a wife begins to expect that her husband's supposed to be around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to hear the Bible teaches about taking care of our wives and our children in the context of a culture when it was first given where work was very difficult and it was day long. So obeying God cannot require me to, you know, construct my work life in such a way that I'm working 5 or 6 hours a day. That can't be the requirement given when the scriptures were given to us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think an adjustment of expectations on both ends of that spectrum are needed.
And in American culture, at least, and probably more worldwide and developed countries, the 5-day work week is kind of the standard.
Mm.
It seems like this pattern God establishes in creation, which obviously made its way through Old Testament Israel, is that you work 6 days, and
right,
then you have a day of rest,
right,
and maybe family devotion. What do you think about that? Is that a better pattern for Christians, or what would you say?
No, I would just say that's an excellent example of what I talked about just a moment ago, which is I think we need an adjustment in this culture of our expectations regarding work.
Hmm.
So if the pattern, the biblical pattern, was 6 days of work and 1 day of rest, then if in our culture we're blessed with 2 days,
mm-hmm,
to rest and invest in our families, we're blessed.
Yeah, true.
And we're not being overworked, mm-hmm, to work hard 5 days a week, nor are our families being neglected if we work hard 5 days a week. So what's more important than trying to truncate our work life is that when we come home, we realize that our work hasn't ended. Our work in the realm of provision has been taken care of for that day, but God has assigned other work to us as well, mm, to love our wife, to instruct our children. And so that's when that work begins.
Mm.
And I've told my sons, you know, Josh, God has blessed me with 3 sons, and I've told them, God has given us a role that is servant-oriented. And if I could say one thing to young men as they contemplate getting married and having family life is be prepared to sacrifice. Be prepared, mm-hmm, to be a giver. Right? Our role as husbands is that. It's and fathers. Mm-hmm. We are givers.
Mm-hmm.
We are servants. And we have the best example, a perfect example in the Lord Jesus Christ, who came not to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. And so if we can have that mindset, Lord, I exist to serve, then when I come home from a long day's work and I've served in the realm of provision, I don't think I'm being put upon to now serve in other ways.
Mm.
You know, to listen to my wife, who spent the entire day talking to a 5-year-old, has had no adult conversation in some cases. I'm not being put upon to sit down and have a good conversation with her or for her to say to me, can we now go over Bible lessons with the children? You know, that's not too much.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I should embrace joyfully. It's another realm of work that the Lord has assigned to me. And there's something really great about putting your head down on the pillow at night and knowing that you've worked hard,
mm-hmm,
in all the realms God has given you to be faithful. And there's a joy in that. So sometimes we're robbing ourselves of joy. We think we're actually pampering ourselves. We're actually robbing ourselves of that joy is found in working hard at the things God has assigned to us.
Thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now, we'd love for you to share this podcast and others with friends and family. And the easiest way to do that is by going to our website, straighttruth.net, where you can find links to all of our social media channels. So be sure to like and subscribe to one of those channels and pass the word along. Also, if you could go to the iTunes podcast section and leave us a review, that will help us spread the word about this podcast. And if you would like to help us find ways to continue to produce this podcast, you can find more information by going to the website again, straighttruth.net. Now, Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, the preaching and teaching ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. For more information, go to walkingingrace.org.